What's up? I'm Justin, and welcome to my podcast, Buttered Toast. Enjoy your seat at the brunch table full of millennials who are spilling the tea on growing up in the I world and gossiping on why social media and technology are so important to us. It's literally like our everything.
This is the first podcast that I'm leading, so we're going to check out how this goes. And then to my left, I have...
Hi, I'm Anna. This is also my first time on a podcast, so this is very exciting.
Yes.
She's so cute. And I am Lacey G, and I'm here too.
Trey Peart, and go listen to That's Debatable. It's my podcast, and it's much better.
You better get it out. That already sounded the star.
I admire
maybe
that plug.
Be good. All right, so I was doing some reading online, as I usually do, because I have nothing better to do than to get on social media and then judge people and read articles about them. I stumbled upon this article, and it was about Caitlyn Jenner, and there's a rumor that she still talks to Bruce Jenner in the mirror, and she feels that she can't let go of Bruce, and she always goes back to him to find answers. It's like
Do you believe this story?
I kind of believe it, because what is it? Caitlyn Jenner, she grew up with Bruce all her life.
I could see, like, I have a friend who's from Poland, and so sometimes she still dreams in Polish or will think in Polish.
Yeah.
So I could see maybe her transitioning back and forth, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, it's just easy to make the Caitlyn Jenner joke. So ever since the transition happened, it's, oh, she regrets it. She's going to go back to Bruce. Oh, she looks at herself and she still thinks about Bruce. And I don't know that I believe that.
My question is, does Caitlyn address Bruce as Bruce, or is she talking to herself?
Yeah, I don't know how the situation in the mirror is going to go, but I could just see Caitlyn just naked, boobs out, looking at the mirror.
Okay, why?
And then in her mind, she sees Bruce, and so it's like a movie. So then Bruce is in the mirror too, and they're both talking to each other, and it's like a movie like Split. Anna, me and you went to go watch Split, right? And this guy was able to have a conversation with himself using two different personalities.
I know that whenever I talk to myself in the mirror, I'm talking to Trey. Like, I'm talking to, like, you go and you get it done. You need to go out there and be the best you can be. So I'm not addressing another person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I'm wondering if it's Caitlyn talking to Caitlyn, or if it's Caitlyn going, listen, Bruce, I need your advice on this. And then Bruce talks back and is like, hey, Caitlyn, here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Trey, you're always naked at home. Are you also doing the naked pep talk to yourself like Caitlyn Jenner is?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it's the exact same. I think we have different issues, but I will give myself a naked pep talk. Come on.
When I'm pep talking myself, I most definitely have clothes on, unless the pep talk is, all right, girl, you need to put down the pasta, get back in the gym.
Yeah.
Unless I'm pep talking myself like that, I'm not going to be naked while I'm doing it.
Well, that's the
I'm
only,
just not inspired. I'm not inspiring naked.
That's the only way I'm going to talk to myself is I'm naked. That's the most comfortable and open I'm going to be, I feel.
I'm doing
and
this
honest.
Podcast naked.
Yes. Well, it's just a rumor. It's not even... We don't even know if it's true or not.
She will never address it.
Caitlyn's rep says it isn't true, and it so be it. Bruce, we don't know what his rep said either.
We would have to ask Caitlyn. We'd have to ask Caitlyn Jenner's rep.
Yeah.
In the mirror, we'd have to ask.
Yeah,
the mirror image of Caitlyn's rep would then be Bruce's rep, right?
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting because I'm always talking to myself in the mirror, so I bet Caitlyn would too.
I guess I need to talk to
but
myself.
But maybe
you don't
talk to yourself in the.
I mean, not as often as you guys make it sound like you do. I guess I need to give myself a little bit more self-love. We talked about this the other day. You asked me, like, how often do you look at yourself naked in the mirror? And I had to think about it. I was like, I don't know, when I get in and out of the shower, but it's not something I just do constantly. And when I do talk to myself, I refer to myself as my middle name.
What is it?
Sophie.
So how does it go, Sophie?
Like, if something, like, was to happen and I was to, like, be like, oh, come on, Sophie, get yourself together. I don't say, come on, Anna, get yourself together.
That's
weird. That's weird to think about.
Do other people call you Sophie?
My family does.
Okay.
So I guess it's just kind of, like, more familiar in a way.
Right.
But... yeah, I guess it just kind of
maybe it's like that's how, like, you're talking to yourself as a responsible person. You see your parents as a responsible group of people, and they called you Sophie. I don't know.
Maybe
that's deep, Trey.
Thank you.
I like that.
Well, that's a story that I shared. Let's go with you, Sophie.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I also spend a lot of time on social media. You know, I switch between Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever. And one of my favorite things, actually, are the Snapchat, like, stories, like the ones from, like, Magazine, BuzzFeed, whatever, all of that. I look at those every day. I really like those. And so yesterday, I actually saw one that...
Can you hear me in your...
Yeah.
Me in my left ear?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
So yesterday, I saw one that Cosmo posted, and it was, like, why Instagram is... bad for your self-esteem, which was interesting. And it kind of made me start thinking of like selfie culture and like, you know, is it good to take selfies and post them of yourself or is it bad? Because it's like, you see other people's like pictures and you're like, oh my God, they look cute. How come I don't look cute? Like kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or do you want to post them and be like, yeah, I love myself. Of course I'm going to post a picture of myself, you know? And it kind of goes like both ways, like both sides of the argument. And it's, I started thinking about like myself, like on my Instagram, like I post pictures of myself. Yes. But not pictures that I take of myself. I post pictures that like other people have taken of me.
Yeah.
Do you judge people that do?
I don't. I admire people that do. I think I don't have the confidence to do that. Yeah.
I judge.
But I will post.
Yeah, me too.
I will post a selfie on Snapchat, and I think it's because people can't comment on it. You know.
You're worried about the comments?
I guess it's like kind of like in the back
of
my
judgment.
Head, I kind of realized a little bit of both. Like, if somebody is judging me, I don't want them to have the opportunity to comment.
Yeah.
You know? But I kind of started thinking about it, like, why am I like that?
Yeah,
like,
Snapchat's a whole different game for a selfie, but Instagram, I agree with you, too, where it's uncomfortable because you know you were taking the time to look at yourself and find the perfect angle, and then you take it, and then you just publish it ready for people.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. You post on your Instagram the same way I post on social media, which I'm not very social media active. I post fun stuff. If we're out having fun, I might take a picture and post that. Mm-hmm. But just like you said, I'm not sitting out in public taking pictures of myself. Hey, I'm cute. Look at me do this. Look at me do this. And it's the exact same picture over and over and over. Because whenever I see that, I think, first of all, you need that confidence boost because you're insecure on the inside that you have to just continuously post like this. But I don't want to look through somebody's feed, and that's all that it is. It's just me. Tell a story. Show something about yourself, not just your pretty face.
Like,
we get it that you're pretty.
Or take a picture without you in it, and then let me just see how you see the world, except, you know, instead of showing me yourself.
That's 100% why I think social media exists, is for the comedy and how you see the world.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But to just take the picture of yourself, it's then turning it into, okay, this is now my opportunity to make fun of you.
Yeah. But it is good. A good profile picture, though, makes your self-esteem looks like builds it up so well because people comment, like it. I think Facebook knows that you're doing a profile picture. So, well, because it tells you, but they try to make it so everyone can see the picture, you know, where you can post something, not everyone's going to see it. But if you post a certain type of thing, you're going to get more views from a share because there's like an algorithm that Facebook does.
My best picture, I don't have any likes on. It's not even public. It is my driver's license picture. My gosh, I am looking smoking hot in that, and it took a couple tries too.
That is rare.
Yes, I had to get a new license not that long ago, and it came out, I was looking jacked up, and I was so mad because my other one was hot. So this time, I went in with a vengeance, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go in, and I'm going to take this really hot picture, and I'm feeling myself. I made sure I did my hair, my makeup, everything
else.
I go in there, I nail that picture, and then I get out to the car, look at myself in the mirror. I had something stuck in my teeth. Luckily, it did not come up in the picture, though. That was not shown. But yeah, check out my driver's license photo.
That's good.
Hot.
Pull it out. Let's see it.
I don't have it on me.
I do admire the people that can do that because I personally feel like I can't. And I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and they were actually saying like, okay, but you know, you see people post pictures of the dog because they think the dog's cute. Why can't I post a picture of myself if I think I'm cute?
Yeah.
Which is completely valid. You know, I'm all for self-love and all of that. I just don't have that.
You're not allowed to love yourself. That's what it is. Confidence.
Yeah. I hate myself. I want everybody else to hate themselves too. Okay, so I saw this story on Reddit that really spoke to my heart. And it was stupid reasons that people have gotten fired from their jobs.
Oh.
So just a bunch of idiotic things. Most of the ones that I saw was from fast food. And there was somebody who went on Facebook Live, licked a burger patty, put it back on the bun, and then served it to a customer.
On Facebook Live.
And then their manager saw it, went up there and fired them.
Oh, no.
On Facebook Live? They should have Facebook Live and fired them.
That would have been great. That would have been great. Then there was another one. Dude fills up two cups and he can't remember which customer got Coke or Dr. Pepper. So he takes a sip from both of them in front of the customer to figure out which is which. Which I don't know, blind taste test, if I could really tell between Coke and Dr. Pepper. I guess I probably could.
Oh, sure.
But that's like the most logical way. How else are you going to, do you pour it out and then go start anew, or do you just taste it?
In the
or they have the little.
In the,
you definitely.
Why
you're not paying
start
for it.
Again?
Why don't you just ask
it's like
the,
a nickel per cup.
It's why don't you just ask the customers to try it?
Well, and they do have the lids on top where you can specify, you can press down a little key that says like, this is Coke, Dr. Pepper, Sprite.
Yeah, you can do that. But so, I mean, I was a server at Texas Roadhouse and I would always confuse it. And I don't know which one's sweet tea and which one's unsweet. So
I think
taste around.
I think we know the first job you got fired from then.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Well, surprise. I have also been fired from service industry jobs before.
Anna, have you ever been fired?
You know, I don't think I have.
Very nice.
You don't seem like someone who's ever been fired or like flipped your card in elementary or had detention.
I did.
Or...
I did one time in like kindergarten. They did like the green, yellow, red cards.
Yes.
And my card went from green to yellow. And I still remember it to this day. It like scarred me. And it was because I was talking during nap time, which you weren't supposed to do.
Oh.
So maybe that's why I'm a quiet person now. I don't know.
Maybe it scarred you. And you know, yellow was just a warning.
Yellow was just a warning. I didn't even get to
that. That's just more of like, hey, I told you to be quiet and you did it. That's your warning.
And so that experience shaped me as a person.
I've never been fired either. In fact, I've never been turned down from a job interview. I've gotten every job I've ever interviewed.
I feel like you need to be denied sometimes.
You know, sometimes you just can't say no to this.
Ugh.
You should write a book.
Especially when he's naked for the interview. Yeah.
Well, it's because I give myself the naked pep talk before each in the mirror before I go to each job interview.
Mm-hmm. It all goes full circle.
There you go.
You look better naked anyway.
That's right, yeah. I do. Thank you. Well, yeah, thank you. I'll go with thank you. Not sexual harassment. So, by this time in January, 7% of people
are
still doing...
A year.
No. But 7% of people... by mid-January are the only ones left that still haven't broken their New Year's resolution. So 93% of people have broken their New Year's resolution.
Oh,
7%
already.
Are still rolling with
it.
We're
all failures.
Are we? Who's in here? Did y'all make a New Year's resolution at all?
I don't. I don't set myself up for failure.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
There you go. No, I didn't make one either. I think same thing.
Got it? Yeah. See?
I didn't, but... I normally, my birthday is 2 weeks into January.
Oh, okay.
So if I do have one, I start it after that because that'd just be ridiculous. If I'm going to be healthy and not drink and all this different kind of stuff, I'm just going to do it for 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Instead, I have no resolution and I have just been unhealthy all year long.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great. My resolution is not to drink and I'm still going strong, but it is so hard. It is just, nothing's as funny as when you're drunk.
I know. I give props. I don't give props to you for giving up alcohol. I get upset when people give up alcohol.
Well, you don't realize how much as an adult that you drink and do social stuff until you don't drink. Because I did give up alcohol for, I think, 30 days. And the moment I gave up alcohol, I'm getting invited out to happy hour. Let's do this party. Let's go do trivia at a brewery one night. And I'm like, okay, no, I suck at trivia and I'm not drinking and you're not my friend anymore. And it just makes me angry.
The positive side of not drinking for 24 days now is that it's
24.
It saves 24. You a ton of money. Like,
that's good.
Like, you save not going out to bars.
I
probably save $200.
What's the biggest tab you've ever left?
Let's see. Now, because like for a birthday, I tried to pick up the tab for everybody, so it was like $224.
Take me out for my birthday.
I know.
And then
my birthday's in March. Okay.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. Maybe we'll do like a combo birthday and we'll go like we'll just have it at my apartment and I'll buy like the really cheap bottom shelf liquor.
I don't
Maybe
share.
I can do that.
No.
It's on the record.
Okay.
Okay.
And just
it's
know that
happen.
Everywhere in Trey's apartment, he has been naked.
That's true.
So think about that while you're over there drinking your cheap liquor.
That sounds more reason to party.
More reason.
So your girlfriend's not drinking too, right?
Correct.
During this time?
Yeah. So Justin was trying to hang out with us on Friday and he's like, oh, hey, do y'all want to go do something later tonight? And I was like, well, we're not drinking. He goes, yeah, never mind. I'm not hanging out.
I'm 22. Yeah, I've had to wait 21 years just so I could drink alcohol whenever I wanted to.
Which is the reason That's the reason I gave you the disclaimer, because I was like, yeah, we'll go hang out, but we're going to be boring.
Ugh.
Has she lost weight? Because that's the only benefit that I saw from not drinking.
I try to avoid those questions. I don't go, hey.
You lose weight, right? Girlfriend?
That doesn't seem,
then it, so,
okay. Smart move, boyfriend.
Let's just say yes, because she looks great.
Well, that's I would assume sweet. That she has. I drink.
Well, what'd she look like before?
Okay, go on to your story.
Really, really good. And then now she looks great. Is that a good enough?
Yeah. That's a really great answer.
Thank you. She looks fabulous either way.
That is great that you guys are both doing it. I think one of the worst times was when my boyfriend like gave up alcohol and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go out and I felt like I was like, oh, should I be doing it too? Am I a terrible person? You know?
You're just getting hammered doing.
Like, oh, I feel bad, but I'm going to take this shot anyway.
You got a designated driver that way.
That's true.
Boom.
That's very true.
It is nice whenever you got a friend who just likes to stay sober. But
unless you're that drunk person talking to the sober person.
Yeah. Well, my friends know not to make me DD because I was DD last time and drank. And so we all had to split an Uber.
I've never asked to DD either.
No.
Wait, we have Uber and Lyft. Come on.
Okay, so video games?
Moving on to video games? Sure, why not? You got the Nintendo Switch coming out March 3rd. I'm super excited about it. I don't know if you guys are excited about it or not. It's going to be like $300, and it's this console that is, you're able to dock it and play it on like a big, nice, big screen HD TV, or you can pull it off of the docking station and then take the exact same game wherever you go. So it's going to be really fun for me. Because I'm kind of a nerd about video games, and I'll stay there. For one sitting, I played Call of Duty for like 18 hours straight.
Judging so, you.
Yeah, exactly. I know, but
do you
fun.
Do it with the headset and you talk to people too?
No, because I don't want to talk to those people. Most of the time because they're like 14-year-olds using the F word, and I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I don't need to yell back at this 14-year-old, and I know I would. If I actually was able to. So I'll stay away from the headset and just sit there and play the video games. But does that make me a nerd? Like, is that a nerdy thing? Does it make it where you just...
Video games were a big part of, like, my childhood and, like, having cousins and friends over to come over. But now we have, like, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat.
But you're not playing, though.
I feel like I am. Like, with those... I feel like I always am just by, like, retweeting or what's a new story that we can read or tweet or did you see this meme? Did you see this video? I feel like that's, like, my new... Adult entertainment because I get frustrated with video games. There's so many times I can play a level and never pass it.
That's kind of like you're playing the video game of life.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And the winner is the one with the most followers.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
Kim Kardashian.
And do you ever play video games? Your boyfriend play video games?
Yeah, he just got like the new PlayStation or something.
Okay.
So did that like over
he
the
got
holidays.
PlayStation Pro on it?
Or just what PlayStation is it? Like the 5?
PlayStation 4.
Yeah, he got the PlayStation 4. So we played that. He got a couple games with it. So
Call of Duty or Watch Dogs?
It was like a hockey game.
Yeah, totally.
Like a car racing game.
Do you ever play with it?
Like...
Do you ever play the video game with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played with him.
Now that is the sign of a good girlfriend.
Thank you.
Wait, does your girlfriend play with you?
I haven't actually brought out this little nerd secret to her.
What? Why? Like,
because I know she doesn't want to play. She's a grown-up.
Well, she might want to, or she might want to do it just because it's something you enjoy.
Yeah.
But this new Nintendo may change that. If she grew up playing on the Nintendo like
True.
I did, then I would play this game, but I'm not going to figure out the new games and try
to play
that. Right,
you want to play like Mario and all that
stuff? Yeah,
so the new
I'd
Nintendo
play that.
Has. Yeah, cool.
What's a game that 4 people can play?
Mario Party.
Mario Party is great, especially whenever you're hanging out like college.
Yeah.
We play Mario Party and turn them into drinking games. Brilliant.
Oh, what?
Or like Drunk Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's drinking and driving, and we don't condone that.
But you're right.
Lacey, did you ever play video games in college? Oh, did you go?
Oh boy.
Did I go to college?
Yes.
Did I play video games in college?
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear how offensive that was?
Well, because all I remember.
Like, oh no. Like she might not have gone to college. Did you?
Oh my God. This
did
is
you?
So embarrassing. I'm not embarrassed. I'll say it. I went to community college and I dropped out whenever I got in a radio. I checked the some college box. How does that debt feel? Y'all?
Yes, ma'am. You found out what you wanted in life. I just haven't heard any college stories from you, and that's why I was like, wait, did she?
Community college, not all that exciting.
No. I remember your Hooter stories.
Oh, yeah. I did not get fired from there, y'all.
Thank you for listening to my first podcast, Butter Toast. Thank you, Anna, Lacey, and Trey for being here. Woo! And sharing the studio. Yeah. And
thank
being
you
in
for
the
having
studio.
Us.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to my podcast, Butter Toast. If you want more, go to KidNation.com, where you can find a trunk full of podcasts brought to you by some support staff from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This podcast was brought to you by the color blue, because you see it every time you look at the sky, and the creators of the twisty tie that you always get when you buy a bag of bread.